calls and covering the news in this hour. So much going on with the economy, joblessness. Federal government's reporting at about 10%. How can we have a jobless recovery? There's also been a terrible shooting in Florida, in an Orlando office building. At least 8 people shot there. And, of course, you have the 12 dead, 30-plus wounded at Fort Hood with all the security there, showing that nothing can stop a nut except for the Second Amendment. And this female police officer who reportedly shot this individual 4 times and stopped him. Thank God that she didn't wait like they did at Blacksburg and other places. She charged in and took this guy out. So she certainly deserves a lot of praise for that. But they changed the story so many times. Who knows what's going on? For 6 hours, they said this guy was dead. Then they said he was alive. So our hearts and prayers go out to all of those at Fort Hood and not just in Texas, but in Orlando, Florida. Just terrible. Okay, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but he'll be with us for several segments. And I'm really excited about this interview because I saw the article in McClatchy newspapers, not this Sunday, but last Sunday, and it dovetailed with Professor Black we've had on, a federal regulator, former federal regulator, and so many of John Perkins, who we've had on, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, all these other insiders talking about Goldman Sachs just really involved in a lot of amazing behavior. But the headline is How Goldman Sachs Secretly Bet on the U.S. Housing Crash. And to go over that is the author, the investigative reporter, award-winning investigative reporter, Greg Gordon. And he's written for some of the biggest newspapers in the country and right now is writing for McClatchy News Service and newspapers. And he's broken a lot of just huge international investigative stories. And maybe later we can talk about a few of those. But to talk about Goldman Sachs secretly bet on U.S. housing crash is Greg Gordon. Greg, thanks for coming on with us.
My great pleasure.
We're about to go to break, but just in a nutshell, this is one of the most in-depth, detailed investigative reports I've seen on the banking industry and Goldman Sachs. This is just an amazing job.
Thank you so much.
In a nutshell, what did you discover?
Well, we wanted to find out how Goldman Sachs got out when nobody else did. And so the first story of the series is really about how Goldman was selling off. At some stage, it became a sell-off. We don't know exactly what that date is, but in 2006 and 2007, Goldman sold $39 billion of bonds, essentially bonds backed by risky mortgages in the registered in the United States. Securities, many of them have gone south. And then, in addition, Goldman was peddling more exotic securities, many of which were tied, again, to risky mortgages in the United States, offshore. And at the same time, Goldman was betting in these dark markets through devices that are known as credit default swaps, but they're basically insurance-like bets. You're buying a little insurance policy on some specific thing, and they were betting that the housing market would go south and that these bonds would all lose value.
So they start quietly dumping on the market AAA-rated paper that was tied to derivatives or exotic instruments, as they're called, and at the same time betting against it after they dumped it. Man, that is amazing.
Well, I want to be clear. They were making bets that on similar, but not exactly the same security, but on similar issues. So, in other words, they were betting that the housing market's going to go bad, and if the housing market goes bad, all these mortgages are going to go south, or many of the mortgages, because people were going to find themselves underwater in their houses. We know people across the country have homes that are worth less than their mortgages.
Sure, that's been well documented. We're going to break, come back in a long segment, get more into this incredible article, and he's saying it's the first in a series. Can't wait to read more. Stay with us.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com, right? right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's written multiple parts in a detailed series, the first of which we've been covering off and on the last week and a half, How Goldman Secretly Bet on the U.S. Housing Crash. Let me just read you a couple lines from Greg Gordon's syndicated article. It says, to piece together Goldman's role in subprime meltdown, McClatchy reviewed hundreds of documents, SEC filings, copies of secret investment circulars, lawsuits, and interviewed numerous people familiar with the firm's activities. And then they go through in this article, piece by piece, Mr. Gordon did, exactly how this was done. And so just stating in layman terms, what do we know Goldman Sachs did? They are the only big group to get out of this. You talk about how this was used against their competition, like Bear Stearns and others. All these other groups went belly up, but Goldman Sachs came out smelling like a rose, record profits, record bonuses. At the same time, we see an overrepresentation of Goldman Sachs alumni in regulatory and government positions, and I want to get into that with you as well. But I know as a journalist, you just want to state of the facts, but I also want to talk about these documents that you got a hold of. But, I mean, let's go through exactly what's happening here and where this is going.
And let me say that it's not an accident that so many Goldman executives go on to senior jobs in the government, because Goldman for decades has encouraged its members, once they have attained their wealth, to go and spend some time doing some public service, go and work for the government. So, it sounds noble, but the problem is that when the guys get in to regulate some of these derivatives, as you call them, that are traded, outside the normal markets. You create appearances at the minimum that are very awkward and in some cases disturbing. Now here you had Hank Paulson serving as a Treasury Secretary at the end of the Bush administration last fall in September when everything blew up, and it seemed as if every key decision that was made. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but it seems as if every key decision where Goldman Sachs was a stakeholder, the decision benefited Goldman Sachs. They took over Bear Stearns when Bear Stearns collapsed, and Goldman had contracts with Bear. We don't talk about this in the series, but it's true. And Goldman was able to settle out when J.P. Morgan took over Bear Stearns, and that was a deal arranged by Paulson, and then Lehman Brothers, which was a big Goldman rival, was allowed to go under, and that is going to be a decision that will be debated for a very long time. Lehman's collapse caused a lot of disturbance in the markets, and there's been a running debate about whether Lehman should have been rescued with the rest of them. Lehman had really bet heavily in subprime and lost heavily. And then the decision was made to bail out AIG, the American International Group, and Goldman had placed $20 billion of these insurance-like bets with AIG, the American Insurance or International Group, the American International Group. And so Goldman got paid off out of this money. There's rescue money from the government. Goldman was paid $12.9 billion, and over $8 billion of that related to its secret bets, hedging its subprime and other related risky mortgage-backed securities. And it's also noteworthy that when this $12.9 billion was paid off, it was 100 cents on the dollar. So it was decided that even the officials at AIG wanted to offer considerably less money to the various counterparties on all these bets it was holding. And by the way, AIG made a dreadful mistake because AIG did not reinsure all these bets. It just assumed that the housing market was going to go up forever. And when it turned south, all of a sudden, instead of just getting these nice premiums from Goldman and I presume Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers every year, paying maybe $100 million a year in premium so that they can have this insurance. All of a sudden, AIG had to reimburse them all and pay off maybe $50, $60 billion. And it didn't have the money, and that's when everything melted down. Well, so Goldman Sachs really always benefited from the decisions that were made by the government officials, including its alumni.
Greg Gordon's our guest. He's an investigative journalist with McClatchy Washington Bureau, and there's several parts in the series. One is how Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. Another, Goldman takes on new role, taking away people's homes. Another one, mystery, why did Goldman stop scrutinizing loans it bought? Now, let me just be clear on this, reading over these pieces. You have Goldman Sachs, 2006, 2007, everything's supposedly wonderful, the housing market's going to keep going up forever. Anyone who says that's not the case is a conspiracy theorist. We must give everyone a loan, even if they don't even have a job or lie on their application. It's the American way. Meanwhile, they're putting out promotions saying housing's great, these instruments we're selling are wonderful, while betting against similar instruments. Did the Goldman Sachs massive shorting, did that contribute to the overall bubble beginning to burst? Because that gets into a whole nother area. Not only are they telling people these derivatives are great while they're separately betting against them secretly, but did their shorting contribute to the bubble beginning to deflate?
Well, a couple of things, Alex. One, there were derivatives. They were sold generally offshore, but the stuff they were selling here and even to foreign customers, but they were registering and selling them here, were bonds. They were good old high-yield bonds rated AAA, but yet Goldman was hedging them, secretly hedging them. And when you, the second thing is, I just wanted to mention, when you talked about Goldman promoting the fact that the housing market was doing so well, I've seen reports that Goldman's chief economist was warning that a bubble was approaching, but that strikes me as also very inconsistent or odd, in that Goldman had these AAA ratings on these securities. Of course, they got them from ratings agencies, but
well, they always hedge their bet. I mean, sure, they're out here selling them, but then they also mention, ooh, there might be a problem, you know, irrational exuberance down the road. So, oopsie, I told you so. Oh, look, all my competition's destroyed now. Oh, look, I'm making record profits. Oh, look, we're so noble. We happen to have our people all over federal regulation systems. Ooh, man, we're becoming the only player now. Gee, we sure screwed up. We sure screwed up into all this money and power.
And, you know, the thing about they always hedge their bets. These were AAA. And I asked Goldman Sachs, can you give me another example of AAA securities that you hedged like this? And they did not provide such an example. They said, we hedge in a lot of our markets, et cetera. But to be betting the other way, at the same time you're selling something as AAA, the question is, should they have told the investors, we also are betting that the housing market's going to turn south? Because there was a risk factor right in, they list the risk factors in all the prospectuses which go to investors before we're talking about, by the way, pension funds, insurance companies, foreign banks, union health and welfare funds, institutional investors. Goldman says it only sold these securities to institutional investors. So the question is, when they were peddling these things, why didn't they disclose that they were also betting the other way? And would the investors then still have purchased these securities if they knew that Goldman was betting that the housing market was going to turn south? Because one of the risk factors said, it could really impact these securities if the housing market, especially in California and Florida, where things were red hot and where usually about 40-45% of every bundle of securities that Goldman and others sold came from those states, or based on mortgages that were written in those states. And so what would have happened to the sales of these securities if Goldman had acknowledged to investors, had disclosed in formal filings with the SEC or in the circulars they passed around on the deals they did in the Cayman Islands? What would happen? Would they be able to make these sales? And that's a big question.
Well, I mean, here's an example. I have a gold sponsor, and I have the gold sponsor on the air, and I really believe gold was going to go up the last 6 years from $300 an ounce to $1,000, and it has.
You're a smart guy.
But it's simple. I mean, I tell people, I believe this is great. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Nothing's a silver bullet. Silver and gold is as close as you get. But then if it came out that I was internally betting against gold to go down, which I believe is going to continue to go up for a while, if I was wrong, that'd be okay. But if it came out that I knew it was going to go down and I was telling people, oh, it's great here, buy it, I could get in a lot of trouble for that. The question is, will Goldman Sachs get in trouble, or do they have so many of their people in regulatory positions and Larry Summers running the White House economic area that they're not going to get in trouble?
That's a good question.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. Amazing series. I didn't know it was a series to show how stupid I am. I just read how Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. These are big, thick, meaty, documented articles. These are not little skinny things. And then he's got another accompanying series of shorter pieces. Just really powerful info. And should Goldman Sachs get in trouble? We'll ask him when we get back.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution.
Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. MoldZyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. MoldZyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use MoldZyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
MoldZyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to MoldZyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MoldZyme.com. That's MoldZyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. MoldZyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Greg Gordon, investigative journalist, McClatchy, Washington Bureau, and he's broken national investigative pieces, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the Detroit News, United Press International. He broke major stories on 9/11, EPA scandals, just so many other issues. And he is here with us today. Okay, the question that I posed as we went into break was, does Goldman Sachs get in trouble for this? I mean, there's not even, that I know of, an investigation being done. And the SEC is filled with Goldman Sachs people. And I remember Paulson, it's in my film Fall of the Republic, he's up there testifying, and they say, you were at Goldman Sachs. How did you Congressman Stern is asking him from Florida, how did you give your company money? And he goes, oh, I got a waiver from, and he said, where'd you get a waiver from? And he said, oh, I got a waiver from the Treasury Department, from himself. I mean, it's just, where does this go? Or do they just continue to get to write the rules? Because I interviewed a professor yesterday that you quote in your article, and he said that it that all of this is just continuing, that the same people that set all this up are just continuing, and so nothing's being reformed.
You're talking about Lawrence Kotlikoff of Boston University, I believe.
Yes.
There are a lot of questions about, I'm not covering the reform process because I've been doing this, but there are a lot of questions about whether the right reforms are being done. Congress did create a commission to investigate the crash, the causes of the crash. We also have the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is trying very hard right now to make amends for really blowing the Bernie Madoff investigation for years. I mean, there just was a big Inspector General's report that came out last week that talked about at least six instances in which SEC investigators had right under their nose opportunities to expose this gigantic Ponzi scheme that has hurt so many people, and each time they missed it. They missed failed to take the obvious investigative step that would have exposed the whole thing, and Madoff basically kept shaking his head saying, boy, I was lucky that time. So we're going to have to see whether the SEC, which right now under Mary Shapiro, its new chair, is going to look at Goldman and really at all the investment banks and whether or not they properly fully disclosed what they knew about these risky mortgages. And the last piece of the series, I looked at Goldman's relationship with New Century Mortgage, a company that really was one of the classic high flyers in this sort of go-go industry. New Century in the mid-90s was a pretty small company doing some subprime mortgages, which were a little bit riskier than the traditional mortgages, and maybe had about $300 million-plus in sales. And a decade later, New Century's revenues approached $60 billion in 1 year, which is staggering. They were the number two behind AmeriQuest. And New Century had about nine deals in which they sold, or their mortgages ended up in pools of securities that Goldman Sachs sold as high yield bonds. And in addition, Goldman sold off New Century related securities offshore in at least three deals. So I tallied up about $5 billion plus in mortgages from New Century, and I think the number's a bit higher, and maybe quite a bit higher, that Goldman was peddling after converting them into bonds or other securities. And New Century, I got inside New Century. I looked at a 550-page Federal Bankruptcy Examiner's report. By the way, the only one done on any defunct mortgage company from that era. And I got networked into a bunch of former New Century employees, and they described how essentially all the lids were removed from the mortgage lending process late in this really red hot housing market, right as it crested. That's when there weren't enough borrowers to keep up with the Wall Street demand, and so the lending criteria, the credit criteria, just began to become
yes.
It disappeared into thin air.
So this is systemic fraud from top to bottom. I mean, that's been.
One of the things, I just want to mention this, Alex, and that is that like other Wall Street firms, Goldman hired contractors to look over these mortgages.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Yeah. Come back and explain that to us.
Okay.
And then we'll ask you about some other points in your series.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best, MZ.
This is the end.
Economics professor Robert Black, one of the chief investigators of the SNLs, is laying out everything our guest is saying and even more. He says it's criminal, conspiracy, top to bottom, that they run all the regulators, they control the entire system, these big banks and brokerage firms, and they're going to destroy our society if we don't stop them, and that the fraud we've seen is by an order of magnitude the greatest in history. Those are quotes from Fall of the Republic, the new DVD film we just released 2 weeks ago or less than 2 weeks ago. Get the DVD at Infowars.com. We have John Perkins in there, Webster Tarpley, a doctor of economics, and then also a doctor of history, all agreeing with the same documents, same material. And that's only 45 minutes of the 2-hour, 24-minute film covers the banking. So people and your friends and family, you can give them the film and they can really understand what's going on in this world, because this affects everybody. It doesn't matter if you own a stock or a bond. This affects your retirement. It affects your taxes. And the same system is still there. The same people that ran all this are still in positions of power. They control both the major parties, and it's just getting worse and worse. Greg Gordon has written three parts that I see in the series. There may be more. Hal Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. Goldman takes on new role, taking away people's homes. Mystery, why did Goldman stop scrutinizing loans it bought? I want to briefly, in the 10 minutes or less that we have left with our guest today, go over some of that. We'll give you the latest on the shootings around the country, unfortunately, in Florida and Texas. Some new developments there. Okay, going back to Greg Gordon. Greg, you were trying to say something as we went to break.
I was just going to mention that the Wall Street firms, as you would expect them to do, hired contractors to look over pools of mortgages before they were actually purchased. And it's very interesting what happened here. I've managed to find some of the people who were looking over these loans, including a former project manager who would not be identified for fear it would ruin his career, who said that he watched as the number of loans that were reviewed in each pool, the percentage of loans, declined steadily from really 100% at the beginning to 10% or less at the end. So they weren't looking at but a small sample of the loans at the end. Then you had the problem of the reviewers. Some of these people were very experienced, have been in the lending business for 10, 20 years, and they'd look at a loan, they'd say, hey, this person is a landscaper making $10,000. This person's is a hairdresser claiming $10,000 a month. And this person here is a checker at Walmart claiming $5,000 a month in income, and they're getting these big loans. But how do you justify this? We have to stop this loan because this is not legit. And they'd be told, no, we have to follow the guidelines of the mortgage lender. And this mortgage lender, this particular kind of loan, is what's known as a stated income loan. The stated income loan became known later on as a liar's loan. There was no verification of the credit qualifications.
So we had fraud engineered into the system. So here's the issue. We see Madoff go to jail. We see Ken Lay get convicted. But looking at this, it seems as if their crimes are smaller, diminutive, or dwarfed by these bigger institutional hedge frauds where they all kind of, you know, pass on the guilt to each other, and then everyone just acts stupid. And you know, there's no Kingpin Madoff or Ken Lay, but in the aggregate, it's galaxies bigger, and you can't get rid of these people. They run the system still. I mean, are we just drifting towards destruction?
Well, I don't know whether we're drifting towards destruction, but it's clear that this was a chain of profit that began from a real estate agent through the appraiser, the mortgage broker, the mortgage lender, the securitizer, and the ratings agencies. You couldn't have done this, however, at this scale without the ratings agencies who bestowed these AAA ratings on these securities, and without Wall Street, which turned a fairly nominally sized market into a $2 trillion market.
So they're the kingpin. So the buck stops with the regulators, or
we'll see. I'm not going to make any predictions what the regulators are going to do. Not after the Madoff case. We'll see whether they are willing to go in there and subpoena Goldman Sachs to find out exactly what bets and what the chronology was, the timing of all these secret bets and what they were and what people knew, most important perhaps, probably, what did people know while they were making the secret bets? Did they know they were peddling toxic waste and they needed to insure themselves, and that's why they bought $20 billion in insurance-like bets with AIG? Or was this just, as Goldman Sachs would put it, were they just repositioning their portfolio?
It's just mind-blowing to see something like this at this magnitude going on, and no one's been brought to justice. To add insult to injury, record profits for Goldman Sachs, record bonuses, and it's going on at these other big firms, bonuses at AIG, bonuses at JP Morgan, bonuses all around, while the real economy goes belly up and unemployment skyrockets.
That's correct. Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see whether we get an investigation. You asked me before about what Goldman is doing now, and it is interesting and sad to note that, like the other Wall Street firms, Goldman Sachs, this 24-carat Wall Street firm, has been reduced to going into court around the country and filing papers to seize the homes of people who borrowed on subprime mortgages and who would never have, many of whom would never have been able to get these loans if Wall Street hadn't created such a big market. Now they're losing their homes, and a lot of these people, because their credit is so filed up, will never be able to qualify to buy a, to, to get another mortgage again?
Well, it's a predatory vertical integration of the economy. Strip mining is the way I would describe it. But certainly, Goldman has come out better than anybody in this. Most of their competitors are dead and gone. They've made record profits. They've got their people everywhere, in every regulatory agency, in the White House. And so it paid off. I mean, it looks like this paid. Looks like, why did that famous gangster rob banks? Because that's where the money was. And I guess nobody will even point the finger at them. And so I guess that's it. They win.
Let's say this, in fairness, nobody's feeling terribly fair toward Goldman, wanting to be terribly fair toward Goldman Sachs because they're making so much money in this horrible climate right now, economic climate. But Goldman, this is not the only market Goldman was in, and they're very smart. They get the best and the brightest out of Ivy League schools, and they're very smart. And they make a lot of money in a lot of places. What's drawn our attention is just the fact that Goldman wasn't a small player, and they got out. They made it out safely, and nobody else really did.
And they just so happen to have all the regulators. Well, amazing. And now they're running around. You've got an investigative report on that. One of the most aggressive groups, correct me if I'm wrong, going after people's houses.
Well, there was a disturbing example. A couple named Tony and Celia Becker from San Jose. They had a 1,500 square foot house, and they took a couple of mortgages out to support a jewelry business that had been hit with wildfires and other things that happened in California. And they were having some financial problems. They took these mortgages out to free up some cash to try to keep their business afloat. And they fell behind nonetheless on the payments when the second wildfire kind of wiped out the whole area around their business. And so they've discovered a clause in the mortgage that allowed them to negotiate to defer some of the loan payments. And they needed to negotiate with their lender to get this deferral. The only problem was nobody would admit to being the lender. Goldman had bought the mortgages from a subprime lender and denied that it owned the mortgages, which might have been technically true because they were stuck in a trust at the time, but they knew where they were. And this couple wrote a letter to Goldman's chairman, none other than Henry Paulson at the time, 2003, and it took 3 years before a sort of an obscure Goldman subsidiary acknowledged at a court hearing that, yes, Goldman held their mortgage. And then it took another 3 years until just a couple months ago, they finally got a concession from Goldman. Goldman gave them a new mortgage at 5% interest. Now, this couple was a novel case because they had some claims, some investment loss claims against Goldman and some other Wall Street firms, and Goldman settled up with them. But the question is, how could Goldman take so long just to acknowledge that it owned their mortgage?
Yeah, how can you? Well, I mean, I've got a mortgage. And over the years, it's been sold, I think, five times. And then I would have them threatening me over escrow money. And I'd say, I paid that bank. And then they wouldn't say who bought it. Well, another company now has it. Send your check here. Send your check there. You know, make your wireless payment here. Make your wireless payment there. And then I read about, it's been on CNN, where people actually own a house, but then they say paperwork wasn't filed right. And so banks come in and start repossessing. I mean, this is crazy.
It's a very common problem. A lot of these Wall Street firms did not always file papers with the local registrar of deeds. It's called an assignment of mortgage, and it makes clear who the mortgage holder is. And a lot of times they didn't file these papers properly. So many people, when they try to modify their mortgage or refinance or whatever, they run into all kinds of problems because they can't figure out, the title companies. They want to know who has the mortgage? Who are we paying off? How are they going to get a payoff figure if you can't even figure out who owns the mortgage?
And it just goes on and on and on. And instead of more transparency, it looks like we're getting less. Well, I guess we're going to see more in this series, or are you done writing about Goldman Sachs for now?
We got a lot of leads in response to this series. We'll see if any of them turn fruitful. But I'm following a number of them right now, trying to see where they go. We'll see if we can gin up some good follow stories.
Okay, Greg Gordon with McClatchy Newspapers, award-winning investigative journalist, and I mean award-winning. breaking so many important seminal news stories. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We've been honored.
Same here. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you. Take care. There he goes. I'm going to take some final calls here at the end of the show and get into the shooting news. They're still chasing the guy around in Florida. We've got his name. It's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Reportedly blasted 8 people. You've got this, well, it's guaranteed to be a Prozac head psychiatrist at Fort Hood. They're trying to spin into terrorism. It could be that. Could be a staged event. We'll find out later, as Bob Chapman said. It is too early right now for me to sit here and tell you that I have any idea what's going on. I'll tell you this, it stinks to high heaven. My nose is rarely wrong. And it's telling me that this stinks bad. And if we keep seeing more shootings, and they turn out to be on drugs, or turn out to be army psychiatrists, or it just very, very suspicious right now. And we are looking at that in detail. Meanwhile, we've got distractions in and around this story. The big talk on the fake conservative stations, you know, they don't want to talk about the global carbon tax treaty. They don't want to talk about all the really serious issues or how the Republicans are in bed with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the private Federal Reserve just as much as Obama. No, they're all, oh, we're the conservatives. We'll be back in power in the next year and a half in Congress and we'll fix it all. Yeah, let's see if that happens when they get in. Just like we'll see if it happens when Obama got in. And then when I'm attacking the Republican Congress in a year and a half when they get control of the House, which they're probably going to do, I'll be called a commie again. I'm being called a right-wing extremist right now because I don't like the political whore that reads off a teleprompter who's Barack Obama. No, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a truth teller. I'm somebody that just tells the truth, lets the chips fall where they may. We make a mistake, we admit it. We're right, we trumpet it. We're here. You can judge us by our track record, by the fruits of what we produce, what we create, what we do. But this indignation of the citizenry, getting mad, having their political angers dissipated like a steam valve on ridiculous crap. Obama's giving a speech yesterday. They load his teleprompter. I've gone and pulled the video up. With prepared remarks, he reads off the I'm not defending Obama, but I'm not going to spend all day on some puppet and ask the listeners, what do you think of Obama not caring about the troops? What do you think of Obama being disrespectful to him? That's a mind game the media is playing with you. This guy gets up there, reads off a teleprompter, says, oh, our hearts go out to everybody who was hurt. You know, after he said thanks the Congressional Medal of Honor winner and thanks the people that are there, 2 minutes in, he talks about the shooting as if he's the president, as if he's running anything. It's all about it's Obama and everything stops with Obama and Obama really runs things. That way, in 3 to 7 years, whenever he leaves office, whether he's one term or two, it can all be blamed on him. And then we'll get another fake right-winger. And then in 4 to 8 years, it can all be blamed on him again. And then we'll get another Democrat. And then we can build them up and tear them down and make it all about how they're making the decision. Obama's making the decision on whether to increase troops in Afghanistan. They've already sent in 2 groups of troops. They've increased it right at 40,000 more. But they make it all about a debate. Will there be more after that? And what decision will he make? Will he make the right decision? It's just all a big theater game. No doubt about it. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Did the media make a big deal about it when Obama's controllers 6 months ago wanted to make veterans pay for their own medical care? No. Because the establishment doesn't care about the veterans. They're scared of the veterans. They don't like you. They use fake patriotism to control you. That's why they're banning a lot of veterans from owning guns. Are veterans with guns dangerous? You bet they are. Some are dangerous to criminals. Some are dangerous to their wives and kids. That's just the way it is to be an empire with a bunch of trained killers coming back and living amongst us. You don't take my guns because a bunch of trained killers may go crazy at any minute. And you sure don't blame the whole military, because a small percentage of them are going to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and fly over the cuckoo nest. That's why I've got my guns. Some crazy vet goes running around trying to shoot a bunch of people. I'm going to go out and deal with them. It's not because I'm macho or tough, folks. It's what you're supposed to do. I don't know how they turned this country into a bunch of cowards, and how it's amazing that this female cop went and shot this reported lunatic four times, didn't kill him. They said he killed him for 6 hours, and they're all marveling that a cop would just run in and shoot somebody. What do you think cops did 20, 30 years ago? They didn't need all the gear and all the crap. But a woman is now tougher than the average cop. And I just don't even know what to say about it anymore. It makes my head spin that at every other major shooting, 2, 3, 4 hours, they make the cops wait while the shooter runs around killing everybody. I guess the feds give that order so the kill rate's higher. Maybe the cops aren't cowards. I don't know.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All right, let's jam in a few final calls here. I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, live. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Longtime listener here. I just wanted to pass on the observations that the official countdown to Judgment Day Tea Party Tour rally. After attending the Abilene rally this morning and hearing just a few of their host speakers, it appears that the Tea Party movement's been hijacked. Big money Republican agents who are pushing the pro-military, pro-war agenda of the old Bush neocon regime. They have speakers promoting U.S. aggression against radical Islam terror, and the main guy running the Tea Party tour is pushing his book, which supports the neocon fallacy of a total Islamic attack on 9/11. The majority of this Abilene crowd does not know your work, and if you mention 9/11 was an inside job, they spit in your face, and they spit in my face today and consider you an abominoid. I made the mistake of passing out terror storm flyers about false flag terror, but these area veterans and local Dyess Air Force Base folks can't accept that the U.S. military's been hijacked. The Tea Party tour will not have speakers who expose the New World Order and that the elite insiders are behind 9/11. So they demonized Cindy Sheehan, and the Abilene crowd booed her when her name was mentioned. They never speak of the phrase New World Order. This Tea Party caravan is headed to Austin at 5 o'clock. Where you're at today, you need to be there and push 9/11 truth.
Absolutely. I mean, what's happened is this is what Glenn Beck's for. He guides and takes the Ron Paul revolution, and he's taken it over. Only by Ron Paul coming out public, not attacking Beck and others, but stating the true principles, can we take control of it back. But, I mean, this is why the elite are in power. They know how to control the left. Obama was meant to take control of that. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh create a fake clone on the right, two wings on the same bird. And, again, the mainline Tea Party people, there is no New World Order. The carbon tax isn't global government. Glenn Beck a few weeks ago attacked the British lord that came out and said global government. I mean, come on, Glenn. So, see, he does that. At key points, he admits things that are true and then goes back on them. That's why I like Lou Dobbs a lot better. I mean, he doesn't go as far as Beck on some issues, but he's consistent and isn't involved in backstabbing that I've seen. And that's why his house is getting shot up. But I appreciate your call. Look, it's not going to matter if they take over the Tea Parties. People are finding out about world government. The economy's collapsing. We're there educating people about the real threat. The best film to give a neoconoid, who are the real Obama supporters, the Bush people just held over into Obama. They should love Obama. He's keeping all the neocons in the Defense Department. Give them Fall of the Republic. This shatters the left-right paradigm. They've never been exposed to this. They're like blind people who've never seen, trying to describe something to them. They're trying to describe the way the seashore looks. They've never seen. They can't interface. They can't understand. They can't begin to even realize what we're trying to say to them. If you just argue with them, they think, you're a liberal. You're commie. Oh, don't give me Mao Zedong. You know, they don't want to hear Bush triple the size of government. They want to believe the lie. But if you say, hey, this film exposes Obama, which it does, but it also exposes Bush and the whole agenda, watch this. That's why Ted's going to run some ads on national radio for the neocons, because we need to deprogram these people and the left. This film is meant to deprogram people in the controlled left-right paradigm who think that inside the box, you know, inside this little contained area, that's the whole world. We're going to go, no, look for yourself. It's much bigger. It's much more sophisticated. And a lot of them won't wake up now, but they'll wake up later because this is going to get really bad. So again, folks, get Fall of the Republic at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget 20minutewiththepresident.com. Link up on InfoWars.com. Get involved in the contest. Incredible job crew this week. A+.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.